consigo fugir. Hoje eu deitei pra dormir e eu pensei, em tanta coisa, tudo aquilo que eu podia conquistar. Vou dormir, 3 e poucas. Pedro, você acorda cedo, é que eu preciso de um tempo pra cantar.
Welcome, 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 welcome. You are tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and we do this every Tuesday. Listen, every Tuesday special. We got Crimes and Treasons coming right into Off the Beaten Path. Not only is every Tuesday special, but listen, you're special. I think Today's show is just going to be focused around the music. Listen, I got a lot of good music, and listen, if you listen to this show before, you know what this show is about. Listen, we like to talk about what's going on here in the Lower Mainland, what's going on here in Vancouver proper, what's going on here in BC, in Canada. You know, sometimes we talk to some guests, we talk to some artists, sometimes we talk to some of my friends, sometimes we get people to call in. Sometimes it's just me talking for the entire hour. And so what I like it to be like, you know, it's just kind of me, you, some music, some shit talking, you know, just kind of like we're sitting on the couch and just catching a vibe, right? And so today, to be honest, I have a little bit to talk about, but, you know, this show is a family affair, right? And so sometimes, especially with the weather that we've been having over the past few days, you can get that, you know, you can just get down a little bit. And so this week for me has been, you know, just one of those weeks. One of those weeks of reflection. I feel like, you know, especially as it comes into my birthday week, it's always a time to kind of think about, you know, where you were at this year, and where were you at last year. How are you growing? How are you not growing? How are you, you know what I'm saying? Just how are you picking it up? And so, you know, for me, I think that this Tuesday, that's what kind of was about. So when I think about the music that we're going to play, you know, I mean, listen, the rain kind of brings the kind of emotions out of you. You know, you just kind of have to think about what you're doing, you know? And yeah, think about where you're at and who you're there with. If you'd like to call in, number 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Listen, one, you could just call and wish me happy birthday, but also you can call in and, you know, say what's on your mind. Listen, there's a lot of stuff going on. I feel like, you know, as we get to the beginning of the summertime, you know, we're dead smack in January, where it feels like January, but listen, sunshine and brighter days are on the horizon. I don't know if you saw the sunset today, but it felt like we're due for a turn. You know, and we're all due for a turn. It's so crazy to think about how many birthdays that I've had, particularly here in the CITR, and just kind of like, you know, just reflecting on where, just kind of, you know, what it is that we're doing. I find that it can be very difficult to kind of like think about it, because, you know, we always want to feel like we're supposed to be moving forward doing something new. But it's kind of incredible when you think about just how short of a period within, like, you know, you look at the grand scheme of human history, and to think that we are supposed to do something different. We're supposed to be constantly growing and evolving into something different. I think we use that word evolving very loosely, but, you know, just kind of, we're all constantly reflecting on where we're at and are we doing enough, and, you know, are you enough? And I was talking with a friend about this today, just kind of like feeling like enough, you know, and we, you know, like, we evolved to just kind of be, and just kind of be in that, you know, whatever village or, you know, rural area that we existed upon, you know. And it was never, oh, every year you have to be, you know, are you looking to change jobs? Are you looking to do this? Are you looking to do this? That's like, it's very new, you know. Used to have a job. Your family had a job, and that's what your family did, and you just did that forever. And so, you know, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to kind of make sure that we are keeping up with some ideal that we'll never catch. And it can be a lot of pressure. And so, you know, this is a reminder to take it easy on yourself. Listen, I'll get at the energy up, but, you know, this Pedro Muzanti makes me feel like a little reflective, just kind of like thinking about what it is and what it isn't. Either way, listen, we got a lot going for you. We got a lot of news, especially a lot of good news. You know, I'm going to try to focus on the good this time. And I say that, but, you know, I'm definitely bringing you some, the good is from perspective. So after we touch down on a few songs, you know what I'm saying, after we get into the music a little bit, because I have some nice music that I think would just kind of go down pretty smooth, right? And we'll vibe a little bit, and then we'll get into the stories. But I know why you're here.
Now I must face life by myself.
Back with all the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Hey, listen, tell a friend to tune in. Listen, you know what it is. I started watching this show on, I think it's on Prime, called, or maybe it's AMC, called Pantheon. It was put on by another friend who is really into sci-fi, and I think that, listen, it's like one of those shows. It's like cartoon version of Black Mirror. Like, I feel like Black Mirror took us so far, like there was almost literally nowhere else to go. And so this show is animated, but it's kind of, it feels like as if it's like, you know, walking us into kind of what we should be expecting into the future, especially as it comes to what we're headed towards, which is kind of this idea around uploaded intelligence and what that might look like, not just for the people whose brains are uploaded, but like the abilities that people or, you know, programs or whatever you'd like to think about who these people are, were, what is, and kind of the impact that that might have on our natural world. And so it's really good. I suggest you check it out. Like, there's so many, I feel like there's so much good TV that is on all the time. It's so hard. There's so many, I mean, like I was saying, like, you know, it's constantly evolving, constantly making sure you're watching the right stuff, constantly making sure that you're listening to the right, you know, to the right audiobook, to the right podcast. It's just so much that we are always trying to not just battle, but, you know, to try to keep up with. And so, you know, don't beat yourself up. If I give you a suggestion and you don't watch it, you know, fuck it. Like, you know, it's just me. It's just one. I'm just one person, one suggestion. But I think that it is, if you're into sci-fi, you're into, you know, you're into animated shows, you're into like kind of this idea around, you know, where's our future technology heading? I think it's worth the watch. You know what is worth the watch, or kind of what people have been pretty excited about this week. And so some people might find this to be sad, but maybe I doubt it. I doubt it. So serial killer Robert Picton is dead. So if you don't know Robert Picton, he's a serial killer. He would pick up women from the downtown east side, a lot of indigenous women and non-indigenous women, And kill them and then feed them to pigs. And he bragged about killing almost 50 women. He was convicted of murdering 6 women. And he was attacked and stabbed in a correctional facility. It's interesting they call it correctional facility, but it's a prison. And so he was killed in the prison, and he was stabbed. And so, there's one person walking around who is, at least on this show, off the beaten path, that person's a hero. So I don't know what they did before, but listen, everybody's redeemable. And, we talk about on this show a lot of times over the years about people putting action to their ideas, especially when we see so much action going into the wrong people. Like, there's a lot of people walking around who should get that Robert Picton treatment, but we just let them walk around, especially, when you think about kind of the action that you need to put in to kind of make some shit happen, and, and the despicable nature in which people just feel like they can just live in their existence and the things that they can do to people and get away with. And you just have to sometimes handle it. Anyway, so Robert Pickens dead. That's all he's going to get. That's all the time that he gets on the show. Rest in piss. Surprise, surprise. So I'm not sure if you are familiar, but last Saturday, the minimum wage in Vancouver rose up to $17.35 an hour. And people, and then it's really about this kind of this question, like, and is that enough? And is that enough? The answer is fuck no. And it's crazy. Listen, shit is getting out of hand. And I know I was going to keep this show this show pretty light, but listen, things are getting out of hand. Listen, I went to the store the other day because I ran out of deodorant, just regular deodorant. Like me, I don't really have, I'm not really too picky about my deodorant. I buy women's deodorant because I like the way it smells. I like the way it feels on my skin. And so that's really the only thing I have. Like, I like baby powder. I like baby powder because I feel like it's nice, easy scent. You know what I mean? Like that, like, and so I went to the other store the other day and I went to go buy, and then I'm not sure if you're familiar, a few weeks ago I went to buy butter, $18 for a stick of butter. I was like, you can go to hell. But this day I was like, I just went to Shoppers. Like, not like, I didn't go to like the most convenient grocery store. I mean, the most convenient store. I didn't go to, like, the fancy ass Be Fresh market or Whole Foods. I went to Shoppers, just the drugstore where you would buy drug shit. And I went to buy deodorant, and I walked in the deodorant aisle. Swear to God, the cheapest deodorant they had in the deodorant aisle was $10. I'm like, $10 for deodorant? I can't even afford to not even be funky. That shit's crazy. Today, I was at the convenience store. This was at the convenience store. Bought a vitamin water, $4.75. I'm like, what the hell are these people smoking? So when I see the minimum wage run up to 17, I'm like, that's not enough. 17 doll hairs? Not enough. It's not enough. It's honestly, like, it is not enough to live here. It's not enough to live anywhere. Like, I find that, like, no matter where you go, everybody is dealing with the same shit. And it's, like, it's unbearable. This article talks about how 1 in 3 BC workers don't make living wage. That's 33%. It is high as hell. Like, I mean, how many stories do we need? Just a few weeks ago when we were talking about taxes, what you hear is that 75% of people in Canada don't have $500 saved up. And so it can be so, at least for me, I'm, very fortunate to have been able to work my way into higher education and get an advanced degree. And, you know, I had access to liquidity so I could get a, you know, pay for a master's degree and make a higher wage. I mean, obviously, it means I have to pay back a student loan, which kills, but also the ability to make a higher wage and, you know, and have the flexibility to you know, to find other jobs if need be. But one of the things is that, like, understanding that people do not have enough money is wild. Because in the day-to-day, one, I never leave my house, but also you just don't really encounter, like, if you are in a certain economic class, you just simply just kind of, like, don't encounter people in different ones, unless, like, kind of that's, like, where you're from, or that's, you know, unless you're, like, kind of intentional about, you know, kind of where you are going. But this idea that people are just, you know, the idea that there's so many people who are struggling, so many people who are struggling in BC, and it just doesn't really reflect into the prices and the kind of the things that people are dealing with. So they're trying to change that, but I mean, obviously we understand how the game works. It's like they don't, you know, people don't really want it to change as much as they say, but the living wage is calculated in BC at $20 per hour. So, so like well above the $17 per hour, $17.35 per hour minimum wage that has been enacted. And so it's just like, you know, how are people going to do this? You know, it doesn't make any sense. Especially for the long run, when we think about, like, people wanting to move here, people wanting to move away from here, it doesn't make sense and it's not unsustainable. I saw that the NDP, what they want to do is they want to put a cap on the, they want to put a cap on some grocery prices for staples like, they want to put a price on like bread and butter and cheese and things like that. And the liberals say that it won't work. And it's so crazy for me to like, I feel like if you have ever been interested in kind of economics or history or understanding how pricing works, and you have done some studying, particularly around kind of thinking about the recessions and when people have had it worse in our, you know, kind of in the world, and what you learn. One thing in the United States is that during the Great Depression, we had a price czar. So, like, this idea that there was one person, a director, I think it was the director of transportation at the time, was responsible for setting the prices for, like, many different commodities and many different products across the country to make sure that people, well, one, that grocery stores weren't price gouging, and also for that, so that people were able to afford and kind of live their lives. And what we saw is that obviously is that we were able to get out of, you know, some of the worst financial economic times. And I think if you look at the graph, what you'll find out is that real wages now are kind of almost either there or worse than they were at that time. And so, you know, people are doing bad. It's interesting because we are living in kind of like the most prosperous time in the world, but also there's so many ills that we have not been able to kind of take care of. And all of these things kind of go, because I was watching, you know, sometimes I watch a little bit too much TikTok, but watching how race week in Monaco, so like if you're a fan of F1, like, I honestly, I can't get behind F1 just for the fact that there's just simply too much money in it. Like, I find that, and I say this as somebody who races sailboats for recreation, like, there's definitely too much money in that as well. I feel like with racing sailboats, you find a lot of regular ass people who just kind of like really love sailing. But with F1, what you find is that so many professional teams, just a lot of really, really, really rich people. who are just into that scene. And so there's a video going around Monaco Race Week, and what you see is just that super yacht after super yacht after super yacht, like, you know, everyone bigger and more luxurious than the next. Like, you don't have a helicoptered Bugatti on your super yacht, then, you know, you're poor. And so, like, when we're trying to think about, like, where has the money gone? I'm trying to think about what we need to do. It's that very obvious. Like, the thing about it is, like, there's money around. It's just not flowing back to us. Like, there's the idea that you have to pay $11 for deodorant or $18 for butter is ridiculous. And so I think and it's like we live in a world without shame, because there's no reason why people should be in, you know, Monaco super yachts, and we should see so many people flaunting wealth, and the NDP is talking about putting limits on the price of bread, and there's people in the government saying no, we can't do that. You know, there's people who are comfortable just kind of living in a world where people are living in conditions that they can't climb out of, you know, especially things that it makes me so upset. Just kind of like the idea that if people just had a little bit of money, they would be able to get on their feet and kind of get and work through some shit. And the only thing stopping them is just is the struggle, because this shit is hard out here. And so it's kind of nuts just to think about the government saying that it won't work, when in fact it has to work. That's the thing. Like, these things that we don't have really any other options. Like, these things just kind of have to work, because if not, it's over. It's over for us. Like, there will eventually be a time where there's no going back. But we'll get there when we get back from commercial break. Listen, I got some more good news. Actually, really good news, because this is one of those things that I read a few months ago and I was like, damn, I can't believe they're about to do this. And then they did it. So this one's from my cousin, Hammond. Angels. Stay tuned.
Angels call me back home. up in your drip, drip. I bet my fuck up in your acha. Uno, mo, kiba, can't stop. Oh, singer, yeah, bad man, killer. I some move, I some rock, I some sip my liquor. Move, you quick, kiba, girl, jazz, drop, quicker. Make a dance couple time, girl, I take my picture.
Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Hey, listen, so like if you were worried like me, when you saw the signs go up, you know, kind of around the parks here in Vancouver, that you would no longer be able to drink at the parks or the beach, well, they've repealed that. So last week it was kind of nuts. On I can't remember which day it was, but I saw a high speed chase between a four wheeler and a guy on an electric bike, a four wheeler police officer on a four wheeler and a guy on an electric bike. And that dude got out. And so was that Kitch Beat. So I was like, you know, I was there drinking with a friend and, you know, I'm glad that he did that. Cause it got us taken away. So anyways, starting June 1st, people over the age of 19 can legally bring and consume alcohol at the beaches between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. The program will run until September 30th at Trout Lake, Jericho Beach. Like, Trout Lake is barely a beach. Jericho Beach, Kitsilano, Locarno, so like Spanish Banks, New Brighton Beach, Second Beach, Spanish Banks. And yeah, however, please clean up after yourself. You listening to this and you bring alcohol. Like, I am 100%. I feel like, you know, I turned 35 on Sunday, so I feel very, very comfortable walking up to people, especially young people and old people, middle-aged people, you know, and telling them to pick up their trash, telling them to pick up their dog poop. Like last week, there was a guy who let his dog poop in somebody else's yard and was about to walk away until he saw me just standing there, just looking at him menacingly. And I'm like, listen, not in my neighborhood. Not in my neighborhood. You're just not going to just take a shit. You're not going to let your dog take a shit in my neighborhood and think you can just get away with it. It doesn't make any sense. So I absolutely will tell people, especially people drinking on the beach. I just assume that they'll be young, especially at Kitsilano. It's just like, hey, I saw you leave that box over there. Go pick it up. And I do that confidently just because it's like, hey, man. Lady, have some respect. Anyway, so you'll be able to drink at the beach. It's nice out here, you know. At least if you can barely afford alcohol, maybe you might want to think about cutting back, but also it's the summertime. It's summertime. Even beer is expensive. I saw you can get a flat of Budweiser for $55, and that was like last summer. So I can only imagine what that looks like now. Let's see. What other good news we got here in BC? Home sales, May home sales in Vancouver are down 20%. So higher borrowing costs, people worried about the economy. People are just selling their houses less, trying to stay in them. People are struggling to stay in houses. Like, that's one thing. Maybe it's just because my TikTok just knows I'm a hater and I love seeing these type of videos, but seeing people talk about how buying a house was like such a bad choice, but also because people buy houses at like the top of what they can afford. But the problem is that, like, the thing is prices are only going up. Like, think about this, right? A few years ago, maybe like, when I say a few, like 10 years ago, rent was what we would consider high, but yet reasonable. Like $1,200 for a one bedroom. That's what my friend was paying in 2015 when he first moved to Vancouver and we were renting apartments to go to UBC. And I was paying $750 for a room in a three bedroom. It's kind of a basement suite, and my friend was paying $1,400 on Broadway, and I was like, damn, $1,400, how can you afford that in school? Like, that's a lot of money. And now just thinking, like, I would do something strange for $1,400 rent. It's insane. And so what you see is that, like, people are buying houses at the top of their income, you know, and what they can afford. But the problem is with the top of what they can afford is really just the bottom. And so everybody is out here struggling. People are struggling to stay in their homes, especially as interest rates continue to rise. Homes are not selling as much and people are out here struggling. And yeah, people are out here struggling. Listen, it's hard. It is very difficult out here. And you know who's not making it any easier? The scammers. And you know who's on the same side as the scammers? Basically, so there is a Canadian agency said that they do not have the capacity or the capability to police cybercrime, the Attorney General says. Now, I read this story, and I think two things. So, one, you know, if you come to Off the Beaten Path, what you'll know is that, like, I love scams. I don't love getting scammed. I also don't really love scammers, but I love the audacity that somebody must have to, you know, to kind of pull off a heist. And so, when I read this story, I'm like, people are going to be very vulnerable to scams. Because the Canadian agencies, they don't have the capacity. But then I had to turn on my scammer brain, and I'm thinking maybe the Attorney General is trying to scam the scammers. So to lull them in a false sense of security, like they can just keep getting away with scams, and then boom, hit them with the hi-ya. The problem is, I don't think the government works like that. Like, they definitely have to have smart people in the government, but, like, I just don't feel like they're that smart to lay traps in the CBC. Anyways, the RCMP and other Canadian security agencies say they do not have the capacity or capability to effectively police cybercrime, says a new report from Canada's Auditor General. Without prompt action, financial and personal information losses will only grow as the volume of cybercrime and attacks continue to increase. And this is kind of like surrounding that London drugs. You know, they shut London drugs down for like a week. And you have to imagine that London drugs lost a lot of money. And not only did they lose a lot of money, there must have been nothing that they really could have done to get themselves back online, because they would have. And so not only do we see that the RCMP is ineffective in finding murdered and missing Indigenous women, they're ineffective in actually solving crime before it happens. They're ineffective in, being able to even police cybercrime or even track criminals. They can't do shit. Like, what is it that the RCMP actually does? What is it that the police and these kind of federal agencies do if they can't even do, they can't even protect the citizens that they have? And in the same sense, we have the government has had until mid-November to sequester possession records under alternative programs. So basically, there have been so few pardons for pot possession since the legalization, and people are complaining about that. So not only are we not able to, to solve crimes or stop crimes or prevent crimes or even chase crimes down, but we can't even forgive people for the old crimes that we've already said we're going to forgive them. So, like, there is a large part of this legal system, this justice system, that is seems to be very broken and backwards because people are just not getting the type of shit that they need. I mean, we see that in the United States where Donald Trump just got, was charged with 34 counts of fraud felony fraud for business dealings. And his sentencing is in August. And so what we're going to see is that nothing is going to happen. Like, that's like one of the things where it all feels like theater, which is that, yeah, we have all of these agencies that are just trying to give the appearance of security and the appearance that they can do stuff. But what we find out fairly quickly and often is that they're not really able to do shit. Not really able to do absolutely anything. And so, yeah, so honestly, so like if you, I didn't realize that so many people fell for scams until I had friends who I felt like were what I would have suspected to be more computer literate, you know, to be kind of more, you know, we grew up around this type of stuff, but no, I didn't. That's just not, that is not how everybody kind of gets down, this idea that they can kind of see through that a job is not going to pay you $2,000 a week to work from home and answer a phone. And definitely that job is not going to find you in a text message. And so I think you just kind of have to remind people to be vigilant, to not go and buy gift cards for some random person on the phone and to tell your grandma that you are not calling her for money at that time. Maybe set up some safe words with your family. Maybe set up some safe words like, you know, abracadabra. Like, that's how you know that it's really you. When we get back, we're going to talk about some of these killer whales and what you can do to be on their side. What you can do. Listen, it is Sango up next.
I'm going to talk to y'all for a second because this is a special show. My whole year been tough. The whole last year been tough. I know everybody, for everyone has been tough. In March and April, I got diagnosed with an eye disease and it was devastating, right? And I had to get surgery and they were telling me I was going to go blind in my right eye, right? So that f***ed with me. It like really messed with me. I wasn't able to make music. Shout out to you. Who said that? Shout out. So, I got the surgery. I wasn't going blind. I'm able to play music again. I'm able to make music again.
Okay, that's right. Okay, yeah.
Everybody in the crowd, this could be you a couple years from now. Just keep working, keep cooking up. And yeah, we still got a show. We still got Sango. Sango motherfucker.
That's so crazy, that's on hoods. We made it out the hood, but not the world, we in the woods. Made it out the war, but minor wounds, you doing good. Ain't no squares in my circle, cause the square is where I stood. Too many niggas caught playing in the mud. You wouldn't know they motives till you spraying with the suds. And half it in my family with my blood. My uncle and my auntie had a family, so you cuz. Take it as it is, don't give it back the way it was. Accept what you can't change, but try to change the things you could. Don't neglect to set some ethics for you ever build a buzz. Niggas want the fame, they lacking love, it's like a drug. Why you wanna rap? He said because. When he rap, I don't react, his shit is buns. Regardless of what I do, remember to just do your thug. I look at the greatness and mercy in me as a person and I fall in love. Damn, what happened? My man's distracted. You looking at what you got and what he got and it ain't matching. You ran away from doing what you can, that's backwards. Your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, redacted. Plans, no action, you plan, Bo Jackson. But you the one, leaning on the foe, a fraction. Respect to the mailman, but I'm that man from Akron. Nigga, they call me Earl. Main attraction.
It's everything that I wanted. The chopper turned over the mummy. Jesus, I wanted the wine. And I tell my words in the money. When God made you need to his time. You are one hell of a woman. But don't let the devil inside. A lot of niggas I had love for. I had to sell many ties. I had to cut people off. I had to sharpen the knives. They can stand me in the back. They can barely look me in my eyes. Always on the right track. Even when I wasn't living right.
Shine on me like a rainy day. So much on my mind, man, I ain't got shit to say. Shine on me like a rainy day, rainy day. So much on my mind, man, I ain't got shit to say. Shit to say. So much on my mind, man, I ain't got shit to say. Shit to say. So much on my mind, yeah.
And this is the very first show I'm playing since being back.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, like I said, tune in every Tuesday, 10 to 11. We do this every week. Listen, you can hear about the killer whales and how killer whales are still third summer in a row. Listen, killer whales, third summer in a row, ramming boats off the coast of Portugal, off the coast of Spain, off the coast of Morocco, off the coast of Italy. Listen, if you got a sailboat and you're in there and you are one of these, listen, what we need to do is we need to figure out how to make killer whales bigger. Like, I feel like that's one thing that the animals are missing in their fight is genetic modification. And obviously, the humans can't do it. But I feel like there's probably a way for the octopus, the squid, the orangutans, the killer whales to team up. Make something powerful. You know what I mean? We can knock a few of those monocoque boats out. I think that we could do it. Like, I don't know what my role is going to be, but I'm here. I'm here for them. I'm here. You know, I'm here trying to help them out. One of the things that I thought was silly news, Air Canada wins right to test flight attendants' hair for pot use. employees' disturbing behavior reported by roommates in a home that housed 14 Air Canada crew members. A home that housed 14 Air Canada crew members. And they are trying to test this woman's hair for pot use because of her disturbed behavior. Listen, I don't need pot to make me go crazy if I'm staying with 14 other people from my job. Are you crazy? That would drive me insane. And also, I don't think that's right. Like, I feel like the flight attendant, I don't care if the flight attendant is high or not. Are you kidding me? Like, I don't care at all. Like, that's something that I just do not care about. As someone who flies decently frequently, I do not care if my flight attendant is high or not. Simple as that. Simple as that. And Air Canada, I think that you are focusing on the wrong shit, considering I'm sure it's not the flight attendant's fault that every single flight that you have is late, is delayed. Every single flight that you have is on an old-ass plane, and Air Canada is the last airline to have Wi-Fi on their planes, to have TVs on their planes. They don't have any of that shit. They still have cigarette holders on their planes, and they are worried about trying to test and then disciplinary their flight attendants. No. No. Do better. Do better, Air Canada. I know you don't have it in you, but I need you to do better. So, basically, what we have here is that we find that there's a lot of companies, a lot of people just worried about the wrong shit at all times. Worried about the wrong shit, coming up with the bad ideas. And we just see that, you know, it just doesn't work. Now, I leave with a question. So there's a Burnaby school district is investigating an exam given by a teacher in grade 6 and grade 7 on a social studies exam talking about the question of Israel and should Israel exist. Now, I find this really ironic in a social studies class, like, because I understand, like, right now, I mean, like, we've mentioned here every week, you know, the students outside, you know, who have set up a protest out on the turf fields here, right, at the UBC Nest. And, you know, it's much peace to the students and, you know, for them standing in solidarity with what they believe in and the Palestinian people. And as we see videos continue to roll out of, you know, women and children killed and injured, maimed, we continue to see just kind of like the carnage. People are still continuing to be out there, still continuing to protest. And so, the Burnaby School District, you know, has this test for should Israel exist, and talking about this issue that is, you know, that is clearly a human rights issue and what people are seeing. I find it ironic that this is going on in Burnaby on stolen land. Like, you don't have to, like, obviously it is present and it is kind of what's in the cultural zeitgeist at this moment and has been for the last 75 years. But, like, you do not have to, like, and obviously this is, I mean, this teacher put themselves at risk, but to start to question colonialism and kind of the construct of what it is and kind of how it impacts people in their day to day. And because we can see it on TV, you know, and it wasn't live streamed, the colonization of Canada and BC wasn't live streamed the way that, we're watching, Israel and, the Middle East. Now, but you can, I'm sure that there's a way that the teacher could have brought that up using Canada as an example, using BC as an example, and using the kind of legitimacy or the illegitimacy of the government that we have here, and how is that the same, different, or you know, is it the same, similar, or different than it is in Israel? Well, that's all we have for you today. Listen, if you, you know, tell a friend to tune in next time. Off the Beaten Path. I do this every Tuesday. I will not be here next Tuesday because I will be celebrating my birthday. Psych. I'll be in Louisville for work, but I will be celebrating shortly after that. Listen, so if you see me out, just give me $20 and I will call it even. You're welcome. Have a great night. Tune in next Tuesday. We're playing a different episode, maybe an episode from 2015, maybe a birthday episode that I did, one of my favorites in 2017. And